All the pictures and all the books in all the world could not have prepared Erica for London. She stood by the ship's windward rail as they rounded a bend, and Erica stared open-mouthed at a scene unlike anything she could have imagined. A great manor stood proudly upon the hill, its granite sides shining brightly in contrast to the red-brick houses that clambered up the slopes below. The river broadened and formed a semicircle about the hill's base. Huddled there were perhaps 2 dozen ships, all arrayed in perfect symmetry. Erica mused, "I never thought London would be this grand." One of the more experienced travelers guffawed,
"This is naught but Greenwich Village, lass."
The village, as he called it, contained more people than Georgetown and Washington and Alexandria combined. Of that she was certain. The London docks themselves formed the largest city Erica had ever seen. But it was not a city at all, but simply a sprawling mass of ships and rowboats and wharves and warehouses. Along the shoreline, people massed and struggled and shoved like human bees flooding about a great dirty hive. The noise and the stench were overpowering. When the ship was lashed to the quayside, all the other passengers began pushing and shoving their way down the twin ramps. Erica felt a similar hunger to have solid earth beneath her feet once again. Yet at the same time, she could not stop the quakes racking her. "What if I fail at my mission? How can I return home and tell my family? What hope do any of us have of returning to life as it once was?" So many things that Erica had once held dear had been stripped away. Childlike faith in an unseen protector was merely one more entry in that sad ledger of loss. Yet she found herself unable to keep the words from rising within her. "Oh God, if you do indeed exist, help me now."
"All right, missy."
One of the sailors gave her a gap-toothed grin and pressed a knuckle to his forelock.
"Where's your carriage, then?"
"What? No, that's quite..."
Erica stopped her protest, because the sailor had already lashed her 3 valises and 1 trunk together and hefted them upon his broad back. He shouted a warning and began bullying his way forward. The wooden ramp bowed under his weight. Erica had but 2...